When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey friend, do you love the podcast and do you want an extra episode every week? Well, you can do. For premium content, subscribe to Confession Sessions via the link in this description or by searching Girls Overheard Confession Sessions wherever you get your podcasts. And also remember to hit the follow button wherever you are listening to this podcast. It really does help us grow in order for us to keep bringing you the content that you love.
Hi,
this is Girls Overheard, the podcast that's like listening into our group chat. I'm Ash.
I'm Ailey.
And I'm Lauren. And as always, we have no idea where this chat is going to go.
Follow us on Instagram at Girls Overheard if you want to get involved.
What do we even say? What do we say at the start of this again?
We've already said Happy New Year, so...
Okay, Happy New Year. But this is Happy New Year officially for me anyway, right? Because this is going to be the first Monday of the year that's not the first.
Right.
Okay. Do you know what I mean?
No, start again. It's the first Monday of the year that's not the first.
Yeah, because this is a real thing, because I put this on my Instagram. I was like, are we all doing a soft launch of the new year?
Yep.
Because the first was Monday, first. Everyone's had steak pie.
I never had steak pie.
What did you have?
Actually, I'm saying
I didn't have steak pie. What did I have?
Did you have a roast dinner at least?
No.
Did you get roasted at least?
Perhaps. I actually had, we did like a wee family, like do your own KFC crunchy chicken thing with the cornflakes.
Okay.
And by the way, it was actually really good.
So did you have gravy with it at least?
No.
For fuck's sake.
I'm gravy for the 1st of January and no gravy with a KFC.
But
that
remember,
is illegal.
I had a full Christmas dinner again on Boxing Day. And also the day after
that. So you've like overdone the roast?
No, not on Boxing Day. The day after Boxing Day, I'm sure.
27th?
It might have been. We did a full Christmas dinner again, so I feel like I'm roasted out. Gravied out, turkeyed out, sausaged out.
Well, I feel like today, as in the day that you're listening to this, is the official...
Diet day.
It's the start of all the New Year's resolutions because the following week, I feel like it's actually worked out quite well. That whole week has been a practice run.
It's a practice run / eat what's in the cupboards in the fridge.
Yeah, exactly.
I am not, I've got a full block of Wensleydale still to be.
Yeah.
All things cheese.
Yeah,
really?
Cheese. Oh
cheese
my God.
Is the best bit about it.
Especially that kind of cheese. It's basically dessert. I can't believe you wouldn't even try it.
I don't think I've had like Wensleydale.
It's like kind of a bit like cheesecake.
No, cheese isn't one for me. I've just got loads of chocolate.
Christmas is not officially over until all the snacks are eaten.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like it's an official family holiday until Marcus's birthday is on Friday, party on Saturday, back to school on Monday.
Yep.
You can't actually do a new routine or anything until Monday.
That's
until the schools go back.
Yeah. You need it. You need the routine back.
But I've been the pure typical January person. I got my walking pad delivered the other day.
So did I.
Did you get one?
I ordered one last night. Not because.
The same one.
Lauren influenced you and you influenced Fra. Anyway, Ash, I've just went and ordered that thing Ailey put in her stories. It looks brilliant. I just think it'll make us spend more time together. I went, what do you mean?
How are you going to spend more time together?
I went, you know, it's like a one player. Like I can't even walk on it with
did
you.
Did you get two side by side so you can hold hands? We're just going on a walk.
We're just going to walk in the living room. Right. I went, what do you mean? And he was like, well, now sometimes if we watch telly, one of us like inevitably will fall asleep. He's like, it will actually make us stay awake.
That's so true. I said the same thing to Andy.
It will make us stay awake. What is it? Are we got good intentions here?
Yeah.
Why?
Wait, are you planning using yours in the living room?
In the living room.
Did you get the mat?
Do you need the mat?
You will end up with a burnt carpet.
Why do you need the mat? Oh, fuck, I never ordered the mat.
You could put a yoga mat down though. Just put
a yoga mat?
It burns the carpet because I was actually shiting myself even having it on my flooring.
So wait.
I've got it in my flooring. It's fine.
I know.
I'm going to put the mat. So I thought the mat was to stop it being noisy.
Is the mat just a heatproof mat?
Ah, that's because that's what happens. It burns your full carpet away.
But, annoying because it was a bundle and you could have got the... did you get the arm bit?
No.
That you hold on to?
No. Right,
so Fraser said to me...
that was 30 extra quid.
Well, exactly. That's what he said. He was like, it's 30, but it was £30 more for a mat and it was like another £30 more for a handrail. But I'm assuming we don't need the handrail and maybe we can just... not need the mat.
You don't know.
I never got the mat.
Fuck off.
Unless you use it in the family room.
I know, but I don't really want to use it in there. I want to use it in the living room just because it's
really loud.
I don't think it's that. You can. I put it up a wee bit.
Yeah. Right? What was your walking pace though? Because if you're walking, and you're
six.
Not.
Six.
I use only walking.
Is that bad?
I'm planning on running.
Is six bad? what were you going at?
I mean, I like to up it like a good solid nine. Like, I'm talking the sweat was pissing
for
off
how
me.
Long? Oh no, I'm doing a six steady for an hour.
Oh, what's the point in that?
Because it's
fucking
it's,
up it.
Yeah, but it's not, it's not
you
hard
guys,
work.
You guys are the tortoise in the hair. Is that what that is? Yeah. Slow and steady wins the race. That's you, really.
Yeah. But also, I've been watching stuff on it. Like, I'm the same. I fall asleep at everything. I actually get pure annoyed. I woke up raging actually on the couch at like 11 o'clock because we started watching that thing that you posted, the Michelle Keegan thing.
Yeah,
so good.
Lauren, yeah. Stop a minute. Can I just very, very quickly, don't forget what you were going to say.
Okay.
How the fuck have you managed to get through so many series in literally, I worked it out probably about 10 days.
Do you watch them on 1.5?
I don't understand.
I honestly was thinking about this in the shower. How good would it be if you could watch something on 1.5?
I don't understand. Like, but see, genuinely, not as a real question, where in the earth of the days and the hours that we have you completed two series of one thing you spoke about? The Michelle Keegan thing, which by the way, limited episodes or limited series means that there's only four episodes in that thing and it won't ever be repeated. It basically is too short to be a full series, but too long to be a movie. That's why they call it that, right?
Okay.
Also, that was just to answer your wee thing on Instagram. But also, there was another fucking series, and then I'd said something about something else, and you were like, oh yeah, I've watched that as well. I'm like, how?
Completed it.
Yeah, but that's old. You were saying, but Maze Runner. Maze Runner is old.
I know that, right? That's different. But even have you watched The Clean Thing?
No. It kind of doesn't interest me.
It is good, though.
It's really good.
Easy watching. But I cannot believe... if you totaled the hours, I cannot actually love believe.
It. Are you still going to bed early or are you watching these at 1 or 2 in the morning?
No, well, by both.
That's do you have it on the background?
I was in my bed. Yeah, when I'm like tidying up or whatever, like in my room.
This is
but
this
nine
is
times
you.
out of ten, we're going to bed at like maybe 9 o'clock.
But she's not actually going to bed.
I'm not going
watching.
To bed. You know, I was still up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right, but you're watching them and you're able to keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
See, I wish I had that.
I can't do it.
I roll over and watch it in the mirror when I'm getting tired.
You watch it in the mirror?
Yeah.
So it helps you get to sleep?
No. So I can lie on my
left hand side.
So
you can roll over?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
But I start watching things and then literally within 15 minutes, my eyes are so heavy. And then you get that feeling like if I fall asleep, it would be the best sleep ever. Do that way, like I never get this tired unless I'm watching TV.
Uh-huh.
And then I fall asleep every
See,
fucking time.
What I would say, right, and I think you've already done this by putting a few stories on, you're really just scratching the surface. I would honestly suggest that you make this your USP.
100%.
Right? And on TikTok, you
the
go...
The binger.
Right? I think you go on TikTok and you go, right, this week I've been watching blah, blah, because everyone's looking for that. See, if anything I say, me and Fraser are going to go and watch a series, my inbox will literally fly with people going, what are you going to watch? Because I'm looking for something.
Yeah,
that's me. You need to tell me what to watch.
And you were moaning about the TV guide thing and the fact mm-hmm. you can't literally just go on and like Channel 4, you can't guarantee there's going to be something on you're going to like
yep.
every night. Whereas before it used to just be... like those kind of documentaries that were like easy to watch, whatever. You don't get that anymore. So you, I think okay. for everybody, need to service the nation.
Oh, service your needs.
Service your needs.
Do you know what you could do as well? You could go on to like, see when people put Netflix things on, it's wee clips of it. You stitch it and go, don't watch this, it's shite.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
well,
so
listen,
that we don't waste
I
our
have
time.
A few. Somebody recommended one last night and I was like, Chris is obviously in a coma. And I started watching it and I was like, this is pure pish. How somebody can watch this and think it's good.
You need to say, I think I represent most people, my age group, my like time of life, right? I think I kind of represent a lot of people. So this might be for somebody else, but see this, if you're the kind of watcher that I am, you'd hate it.
Yeah.
And just be pure brutal and honest.
Right. I'm so specific with what I like. And Andy loves everything, right? He's in Yellowstone just now, obsessed with it.
So
for
good.
Some reason, he set up a speaker in our room, right? Which I think he meant to connect to our TV in our room, would uh-huh. make sense. But I don't know what happened, but I went to bed last night at like 11 o'clock. Andy stayed up watching Yellowstone. I was like thrown out of my sleep. For some reason, that fucking speaker connected to Yellowstone. It was like people shouting and all that.
Oh my God.
In the room, I was terrified. And I actually had night terrors all night last night because it startled me so much.
What age you five?
I swear to God, that happened, right? So I had
night terrors. Who admits that?
I woke up to the noise, right? First of all, I woke up and I went, what is that noise? There's somebody speaking in the room, because it was in the corner. And Andy
said,
why are
you not watching Yellowstone?
I fucking, is it cowboys?
Hang on, Ailey, also.
Is it?
Ailey,
grow up.
What?
Again,
you
cowboys
say someone at night terrors fucking grow up, you joking?
I just
and
feel
then
like,
mum came in.
See anything that's not like real life cowboy stuff, right? I know that
cowboys
that
are
real.
Real.
I know, well they were.
No, they are still real.
Who's a cowboy now?
They're
but
everywhere.
Not like in the real world.
They're everywhere. They're not everywhere.
They are. They're just everywhere.
Not on Netflix.
Just not everybody wears cowboy boots.
Stop, that's like not all heroes wear capes. Not all cowboys wear boots.
Yeah, guys,
are you
counting
someone as a cowboy if they wear cowboy boots? Is that the qualification?
Well, it's like there's so many Hindus I've seen this year, they're all cowgirls.
No,
cowgirl.
I can't deal with cowboy stuff. I don't like, do you know the one thing that I hate and it honestly makes me angry? It's the CIA agent, anything that's to do with the fucking CIA.
Why?
And they've all got guns and they're all undercover. I hate it. It
Why?
Just makes me angry.
It truly happens.
It's so boring.
So you've not watched The Night Agent?
No. Oh, well,
you've not watched The Bodyguard?
No.
Oh, The Bodyguard's good.
Make me
The Bodyguard
so
as in like
angry.
The Whitney Houston thing?
No. As in Richard fucking Ride Me Madoc. Is that his name?
Okay.
Richard Madoc, is that not?
Is that
Richard
name?
And Judy? Is that not him?
Is this another Bradley Walsh match?
I think it is.
Lauren,
no.
We have the new
Richard match. McFadden.
Richard Madeley, that is.
No, but...
Richard?
Richard Ride Me Madeley. Lauren sorted our next smash and pass out.
Richard Madden.
Richard Madden. Wait a minute, you wee bitch, because you're going to fucking enjoy this. Let me just... Look at that. Look at that face.
Oh, yeah,
I
is.
Can't see because you've got a protective screen. Yeah,
he
by
looks
the way,
like
so
the guy who was Prison Break. He's that same
no, he's
kind
not.
Of vibe.
No,
that,
he's not.
I don't think that picture necessarily looks like him in the movie, if you know what I mean. There's something about that that's very much
well,
photoshopped.
Like, he's Listen, see, even with his big fucking long toes out in this.
Let me see his long toes.
I don't want to see his toes.
Why are his toes longer than his fingers? Is that perspective in that photo?
I don't. Oh, it's always got a pure hammerhead toe.
Oh my God, why did they let him, why did they not get a foot model in?
Why did they not just put a sock on him?
Why is he keep his toes out? Do you know what? Put a jacket on and a pair of trousers, but do you know what? Keep the feet out.
That's it. Keep the toes out.
Keep the feet out.
Give the ladies what they want.
Private parts.
They're super private parts. But yeah, see that episode, that series, The Bodyguard.
Very good, isn't it?
It's very good. And I think their kids are called Ella and Charlie.
No, they're not.
So people were messaging me. See the kids in it? They were called Ella and Charlie. And people kept messaging me saying, every time they mention those kids' names, it makes me like laugh because it's Ella and Charlie.
See, this is what happens. I binge watch things and then see once I'm finished it. My memory wipes clean.
Do you watch it again? Could you watch things again?
No, because I would remember main parts.
Yeah.
And it would ruin it.
The Bodyguard was when he was shagging her, wasn't mm-hmm. it? What's her name again? Can't remember.
Look like you're about to conjure a spell there with those fingers.
Big, have you had your nails done again?
Big Richard Madden toes? No.
Is that your show nails?
Yeah, they're giving me the ick though.
They look more orange.
Is it because of the top I'm wearing?
Oh, maybe.
No, I don't think so.
They
definitely
look more
orange.
They were definitely red, weren't they?
Yeah. Is it because I'm pale?
So pale.
That's so weird. They've like changed colour.
They need done.
I need mine done as well, actually.
Mine's
is that bow
tomorrow.
Giving you the ick?
I hate it. I'm like, get that.
What about Ella's eyes? And she's seen your nails, Ellie, with that bow. She actually like doubled and went, I love that nail.
I know, but it was a mistake. I shouldn't have got it unless I knew I was going to get them redone before New Year. Because I feel like I'm just covered in Christmas decorations. I feel like I've still got my tree up.
Shall we talk about that?
Is
actually,
your
right?
tree still up?
No, I'm saying I feel like I've still got my tree up having my nails done. My tree was down 27th, first thing. Get it to fuck.
Mine was up late this year.
So it was mine only because I was lazy. I put the rest of the stuff away and left the tree and was like, ugh. Do you know, to the point actually where I'm getting new lights in my tree next year because my lights get so tangled on it that I just wanted to cut them off with scissors.
Did you not do the bottle trick?
What bottle trick?
When you wrap it around a bottle?
No, I'm talking when I was taking them off.
That's what you do.
As in, like, I couldn't get them off the tree because they were all intertwined on the branches.
Oh, no.
It was a disaster. It really was. I'm going to get cluster lights next year. But what I was going to say was, talking about, I know we're going back in time a wee bit with Christmas, but it's a recent rant that I've seen a lot of people on my TikTok having, right? And I wonder what your opinions on it is, because I've got an opinion, but it's kind of like split. So this year, I know we say the kids are growing up so much faster than what we did when we were younger, right? But this year, the big trend seems to be that all the younger girls, i.e. like preteen, all want skincare, right? Because they're all watching like Salish Matter. Do you know that guy, Jordan Matter? I've seen him on YouTube. He's got like millions of followers, right? His daughter, Salish, which, what an unusual name. Salish.
Is he into skincare?
She's into skincare, the wee girl. So she's like, I think she's maybe like 12 or 13, something like that. She does like a wee kind of like skincare routine. It's very, very like kind of basic stuff. It's not like super... It's not like acids and all that she's using. It's literally like cleanse, tone and moisturise, right? It's what we all should have done instead of using face wipes and fucking whatever.
Clearasil, tanning
wipes. And St. Ives face scrub and all that we used to use, Clearasil. Anyway, so she does like a wee skincare routine, but there's all this kind of like new age of YouTube girls, that kind of age group, that are all doing the same kind of thing, but they all love like the expensive stuff. It's like the Dior lip oil, Drunk Elephant stuff, all that kind of thing. Anyway.
I am too poor to afford Drunk Elephant.
No, right, it's so expensive.
How spent? It's like 80 quid for like a midge bottle.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Really, really expensive. So I seen this is, I'm going around the houses. Basically, Ella's kind of age group, a lot of them are asking for skincare, right? Which I think's really cute. I think it's nice that they're wanting that into the fucking slime. I like the fact that she goes and washes her wee face and all that and she takes good care of herself. It's nice habits to get into. And every night and every morning without fail, I don't need to ask her. It's almost as much her routine as brushing her teeth. She goes and uses a wee cleanser, sprays a wee mist and puts moisturiser on, and that's her, right? And puts a wee lip balm on for the day. It's very cute. However, I've seen a lot of people ranting online saying that they're hating that all these wee girls are fucking selling out their favourite skincare because they're like, I'm going to buy stuff in Boots and I can't fucking get it because the 12-year-olds are walking in with 100 quid notes and buying all the Drunk Elephant stuff.
Oh.
And they're like, it's not even that. They're literally buying things like retinol. Why are you using retinol age 10?
Oh, yeah.
That's but surely so that shouldn't worrying. Be getting sold to 10-year-olds.
I think there might be a possibility at some point in time where, like, I don't know who the, like, governing body is for this kind of stuff, right? They will absolutely come in at some point and say, you can't buy these products unless you're over. See the way, like, Red Bull, for example.
Yeah.
You can't buy unless you're over, like, 16. Because they're breaking their skin barrier at that age. Like, we need it because we're getting older. They're putting stuff on their face that is actually damaging their skin.
And also, see, as much as it's like common sense that you would know not to give that to a child, a lot of people don't have common sense.
Yeah, because a lot of adults don't know anything about skincare anyway. So yeah, they're buying stuff.
What's retinol for?
It's not for resurfacing your skin.
Yeah, basically burns the first layer of your skin off.
Yep. And there's different Remember
at the show, right? I realised, like, about half an hour before we went on stage, that half my face had peeled off. That was because I'd put retinol on my face like 3 days before and it somehow reacted with the tan or something.
And it started rolling off.
It all just peeled off like a big mask.
That was a flop with the makeup that day.
That was.
This girl I seen on TikTok was talking about how she's like, I'm going to assume works in Boots, right? Or Superdrug. She's like, I work in a place that sell these products. I think it's Boots probably more than anything, right? She's like, I work in a skincare counter. I used to have a skincare blog years ago. Pure know what I'm talking about. And I've got these wee girls coming up to me and telling me things that they think they know. And I'm going, you're fucking talking shite. You're raging. And she's like, I'm telling them, you're not supposed to use that for your skin. And I'm like, I can buy it anyway. And they're so smug. She's like, they come in with their Starbucks.
How are they getting all the money?
And that's what she was saying. She's like, they come in with their Starbucks and they've got like 100 quid to spend in Boots. She's like, this is like 12-year-olds. That are doing
and
this.
The whole thing is they're just going to damage their skin in the long term anyway. Absolutely ruin it for when they're old.
I hope they do like a comparison though of kids like Ella that are doing it the right way, just cleaning their face and moisturising, and comparing them with what we were like at that age, because their skin will be amazing.
See, to be honest, she probably doesn't even really need moisturiser because her skin's young. Do you know what I mean?
But I put moisturiser on the kids' skin. Like everyone needs moisturiser. It's never going to do any harm,
especially now when it's so cold.
Yeah.
Also, the whole SPF thing, I actually seen a thing where a woman had only ever put SPF on her face and not her neck, and her face was like 40 and her neck was like 90. No joke.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I need to buy SPF again. Mine ran out in September and I've not topped it up.
I've got an SPF stick that I've been using and it's brilliant.
What's really the good dupe
by
again?
Mary and May.
For, because I like
the Garnier dupe.
Large Pussy.
There's a Garnier dupe for it.
Is it Garnier?
Pussy like
that's
that.
What it's called.
Posse.
Posse.
Not Pussy.
Pussy!
Posey. All right.
Yeah, that one's been that's been like a favourite for years, hasn't it? It's always been popular.
I think that one's good though because it doesn't move your makeup. Now a lot of them you use and you're like, oh, I can pure feel like I've got sun cream on. Yeah. That's what it feels like in your face.
It's just too expensive though to feel like you're putting on another layer.
I know.
Do you know what I did order? Mm. On a wee ASOS sale, I ordered myself some NARS makeup. Have y'all ever used it?
Y'all yes. have? Are you a cowboy now, Lauren? Because yeah. I can hear it.
You have your boots on.
Have y'all ever used NARS? Yes, I have.
What, did you
what,
like it?
What have you ordered?
I don't know. I just ordered the one that I think I've seen everybody using. Is it the Radiant?
Foundation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yep, foundation. I've got that one. NARS foundation, I think, is the best.
Is it the
ever.
Long, skinny one?
Yes.
That's the one that I use. It's a lighter coverage, but then the short one, like the wee kind of stumpy one,
uh-huh.
is more full coverage.
Well, I think I am now, my 2024 is, I don't want to wear as much makeup because I actually think it makes me look older.
See, I feel like that at times, especially my eyes.
Yeah.
I ditched the lashes. We've all ditched the lashes. I've noticed this over the last few years.
Yeah.
You were never fully into the lash every day, like the
no,
what you call it?
No, you were an everyday lash kind of gal. I went through stages. We know I'm an emotional dresser.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the individual lashes though, like semi-permanent lashes.
No, I did. Well, you both did that.
We used that for like years.
I did it for like 3 years.
But that was because we were in like the pure early days of the kids thing. So therefore yeah. we could wear no makeup whatsoever and still look alive, even though we were dying inside and outside. But I ditched the lashes because I actually worry about the weight of them on my eyes and them aging my eyes over time.
Well, like pulling your lids down.
Yeah, like your skin around your eyes is so sensitive and we're all flinging on these pure massive Russian lashes every day.
They do make a difference. I only did it that one time tired. On holiday. That was it. So only time, and I loved it, and I just never went back because they were spenny.
So expensive.
So spenny.
And it's the time it takes to then go and sit there and get them done and all that as well. It's like
and I would
your whole day.
Fall asleep doing that as well.
How?
Remember that time you fell asleep when you were getting your lashes done, and then you must have had a moment where you realized you'd fallen asleep, and you went and you sat up.
Uh huh. But your eyes are like glued shut, not glued shut, like taped shut. So you're like, you know that way when you have one of those dreams where you're just like walking along the street and then suddenly you fall off the curb or something like that?
That is the worst.
It happens all the time, but I had that horrible moment of panic.
And you're like,
actually go like a donkey. But no, I stopped doing the lashes and I feel like I replace lashes, that monthly bill, with nails. Yeah, and I prefer getting my nails done.
I like getting my nails done, I must admit. And it's not something that, because we actually got a nail kit for our birthday. No, or Christmas, like years and years and years ago. Actually, you would think the more you do it, the better you get, but that is not the case.
Yeah.
They just get harder. So, they do it so much better because they do all the cuticle bits.
It's the prep, isn't it?
It's the prep.
It's the angle, I think, as well. You can't get that angle on yourself.
No.
So, yeah, I must admit, I do like going and getting my nails done. Do your tan yourself.
I always tan myself.
Yeah.
I went and bought that rose and caramel stuff.
It's amazing.
Instant remover. I want to tan just so that I can take it off again.
I've got a video of, like, because I'm putting it on TikTok, because I've got a video of me using it on, was it maybe Boxing Day, taking my tan off, and it is probably the most satisfying thing.
Does it just melt off?
Uh-huh. It rolls 60 off
seconds
your skin.
And it basically burns your tan off.
Stunning, it is actually amazing.
Do you know what I kind of want to do? Does anyone else feel like they have, like, say if I've got a strapless dress on, I feel like I still look like I have lines.
Yeah. Yeah, always. Why is that? Is it because the skin's different?
Well, I don't know, but I was going to try and burn it off and see if that takes off. I was going to try and put that tan remover on and see if I still have what looks like a tan line.
I don't know if that's going to work.
I'll let you know.
I'll let you pause this.
Has
at some
this been
point.
Edited to the point where you're not going to be naked?
Wait, not really. That's what I'm about to tell you. Right, so look. Wait, that's me showing you the stuff on. Watch out, maybe a wee tit there. And then that's me.
Oh my God.
Can you see it?
That is so satisfying. I cannot wait to do this.
But it just comes right off. But I need to go around in case there's a wee tit that falls out. But genuinely,
a wee tit.
If they're not wee.
Just a wee tiny tit, it's fine.
It is so satisfying. Rose and caramel tan remover. I'll put a wee TikTok video on so you can go and get it if anyone's looking for where it is, because it's actually amazing.
And it goes on offer as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not even that expensive.
I think I paid like £20 for the massive one of it. Yeah. Probably not as much as that, but...
I put on fake tan last night, and it's not actually fake tan. It's that new tan... Well, it's not new, actually. The body lotion.
The developing one.
Gradual tanner.
I put it on last night as well. But it's a gradual tanner. So it's like, how long have you had? Look, I've got it on as well, Lauren.
At different parts. But look, I've obviously missed this full bit here.
Oh, that's don't blame the tools. Blame the workman.
Blame the workman.
I'm going to make that a thing of my New Year's resolution as well, to remember to tan. have like a scheduled day for tanning and a scheduled day for taking it off.
You just feel much better, don't you?
So much better. I think it's actually like almost tricks your body into having the sun hormone.
Yeah.
When it looks in the mirror and sees that you're a wee bit tan. Do you know what I did? Right. So have you seen people on TikTok do their colours, like colour analysis?
No, I have seen it, but I've not done it.
Right. I want to go and actually properly get it done because people were showing the difference between having like colours that match.
If you're a spring or a summer or a autumn colours, yeah.
And I did mine and my colours are all colours that I fucking hate.
Are you not an autumn?
No, I don't know because it could have, this was the generated like thingy one, so it's not a person doing it, obviously.
Yeah.
It told me I was deep winter.
Yeah, but there's still deep colours, which you do like.
No, but the deep winter was like blues, like a cobalt blue, right? Which is the colour I would never wear.
I can't imagine you wearing cobalt blue ever.
Like a dark purple.
I can imagine dark purple.
The colours, it was horrendous.
I feel like you are your rusts and your...
I'm glad you say that because it gave me a pure identity crisis and I was like, am I going to have to wear purple?
No, you have cemented your love for those colours because if ever I'm out and I see anything in those colours, my mum will always say, Ailey would like that.
Very I do Ailey. Always go for the same things. I do always go for the same things.
Well, you
I feel
say
like
that,
you do that
Lauren,
with the green. She does that with
no,
the green.
The green's not... For me, the green is not a Lauren colour. What?
The bright green? The bright Kermit green is Lauren.
Oh my God, wait till you see the hat I've got in my basket.
But listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's not a colour. It suits you. What I'm saying is I don't go... Green, that's pure Lauren. What I do is anytime I see a smiley face, I think it's you. To the point where Ella actually... Went into TK Maxx and there was a wee handbag, like a nice wee shoulder bag. It was beautiful, all glittery, and it was black, but it had a smiley face on it, a yellow smiley face. And she instantly went, oh, and Lauren would love that.
Oh my God, well done with the branding, Lauren.
It's funny. The one who suffered from chronic depression with a smiley face makes you think of me.
To be fair, it actually had a lightning bolt for an eye. So
there we go.
How perfecto. Good is that?
It was like, yeah.
The most subtle branding ever.
I literally have one on today.
Yeah. I love a smiley face.
Happy, happy, happy.
But yeah, let us know if anyone's had their colours done because I find it so interesting.
My mum had hers done.
Did she?
Yeah.
Where did she get it done?
Can't remember. It's for a long time ago. I'm going to say your mum. She still has the wheel.
Would suit blue. That cobalt blue I think would really suit your mum.
She's got a cobalt blue dress specifically.
I feel like
that
you would really suit that as well, actually.
I love cobalt blue. Yeah. I like any colour.
Blonde, I feel like blonde gets away with basically any colour.
Cobalt blue was the colour of our generation that we went and said, we're not calling this royal blue, we're not calling it anything, we're calling it cobalt, right? Yeah. Do you know what the colour of this generation is, i.e. the children?
Lilac.
Cyan.
Oh, I thought we were going
to say they all say cyan.
Cyan blue, is it the same cyan. Shade though?
Cyan is like a really light but bright blue.
Jack says cyan and it annoys the life out of me.
I
love that football ship. It's the what you call it?
Cyan so to me is printer ink. Magenta, cyan, black, white.
So he said to me, I love that kit. That's so nice. Yellow. It's like a really nice cyan blue. And I was like, what the fuck?
All right, Neil Buchanan.
Cyan. Why do they rename things though that don't need renames?
But we're calling it cobalt blue, so we're just the same.
But cobalt was always the name, was it not?
Was
royal blue the same colour?
No, it's darker.
Is it?
I'd say. Royal's darker, and then you've got navy.
Why do they do it? It's fucking annoying.
I know. I like Pantone.
Do you not feel like though...
Pantone?
See, when we were younger, there was always a colour like assigned to every season. Like you would go into quiz, right?
Oh, yeah.
Buchanan Galleries, and everything would be red one summer, and then the next year, everything would be like lemon. Remember lemon was one?
Not yellow.
No,
of
lemon.
Of course, it's never yellow. It's lemon.
Uh-huh. Lemon.
I would say that's the one colour that I could never wear. Like, it just is the worst colour for me. I look ill. I look anemic when I wear lemon.
Maybe so not. Now you're going to have tan days.
I know, but do you know what? I remember being younger and being like, oh, this really colour really doesn't suit me, but I have no choice. Everything in quiz is lemon.
I had a lemon top and it was the best titty top ever.
Oh.
And it was, you know how the tops we all used to wear and they were super tight on the boobs so it gave you a great rack.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would kick out. It was like a baby doll style
top.
Oh, yes. You know the one.
I had
one. With like a thicker strap.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was crochet though.
Mine was lemon with like the little tiny flowers like stitched on it.
Mm.
What a belter.
Do you ever look back at some of your clothes that you used to have and go, I wish I still had that?
Yeah.
I can still look at
they
all my
don't make
stuff.
It the same.
Uh-huh.
They don't make it the same.
The fact that loads of the stuff that we used to wear is now back in fashion, I'm like, I had that 15 years ago.
This is the thing that confuses me so much though, and I literally said it on my stories the other day. I don't understand how some things will be in fashion then they'll be out of fashion, but they need to be so out of fashion that they then become cool again.
Yep.
So why is it that we go, that's embarrassing, like folk used to wear that like 2 years ago and it's no longer in fashion. But then if something's pure out of date, that becomes like vintage. And if one wants it, it's a pure mind fuck.
It'd be like, I hate when you see people say like, oh my God, the style from whatever 2 years ago, that's disgusting. That's so embarrassing. I hate, like you love that at the time just because nobody's wearing it anymore.
20 years.
Uh-huh. And all you would need is for somebody that you follow to start wearing it again. And then you go, oh, I'm just going to actually buy that. I'm going to wear it. Like
it's like the long denim skirts right now,
yep.
Sports socks and like New Balance trainers.
Yeah.
But then the long sports socks, if you wore them maybe like 5 years ago, you were just a bam that was continuing the bamness.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, because we've got like nice earrings and slick back hairdos and nice makeup and we're all pretty.
Times have changed. I need to clear out some of these group chats, by the way. There's just so many of them.
Oh, I've got a doppelganger. I wonder if you guys think the same. Someone said, I was scrolling through this and thought this was your. This was you.
I always feel like we're going to offend though if we say no.
Two. No, it's not. No. One, two, three.
Not even slightly.
Oh no, I'm sorry from this angle here.
All right, let me see closer.
Maybe no makeup on.
Maybe a wee bit. There's definitely been.
To me?
There's definitely been.
There's something there.
There is.
But there's, I think.
First scroll.
I always get nervous if people are like, oh, this person looks like you. Somebody tagged me in a TikTok thing. And was like, oh, this girl looks like you. And that way you're like, am I about to be offended?
Am I about to be offended?
This better be good. By the way, can I just say, do you know what I'm obsessed with just now?
People doing
roast dinners specifically and plating them up. See, just people plating up their dinners.
Yes.
And it looks, no matter what time of the day it is, see if it's 7 a.m. and somebody's just put out roast beef and gravy and all of like all these roast vegetables. I'm like, I want that right now.
I will never, I never had it on New Year's Day, but I don't think I would ever not back a roast dinner.
Never.
It's the best one.
It has to be. It's one of those things though, people can do. See, making a burger, pretty much law of averages, the burgers are going to be pretty similar, right?
Uh-huh.
See a roast dinner?
Yeah.
The variations of whether it's good or terrible is so vast. I think it could really go either way.
I think it lies in the gravy.
I completely agree. It's all down to the sauce. Yeah, but
I feel like a good gravy though could pull up a meat from being a wee bit shit to like.
What if it's pure tough? Oh, come on, I cannot bear. See if my veg is hard,
my
potatoes aren't crispy, and my meat is too stiff.
I'm not here to blow my trumpet, but I made a roast in the first and it was absolutely banging.
Did you not have steak pie?
Did have steak pie. Are we not classing that as a roast?
No, Lauren, that's just a Sunday dinner.
But you made roast vegetables.
I made honey glazed chili parsnips and carrots.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that sounds good.
Stunning. They were absolutely delicious. We had that. We had peas. We had roast potatoes.
Peas. The flex on peas there, like it was pure special. We had frozen peas, which I defrosted.
Quite literally, in the microwave. Microwave. We had tender stem broccoli. We had a little bit of mash.
Oh, yeah.
Steak
pie. Did you make your mash?
Of course I did. I get a vegetable box delivered.
Did you make your mash? Did you have a potato ricer?
What's a potato ricer?
Fancy.
Let me open up your world, girls.
You can tell that you have a larger kitchen because I have no space for these utensils.
I just have a larger appetite. See, a potato ricer is the best thing you may ever invest in. Essentially what this is, it's like a little...
Can I clarify that you're saying potato ricer?
Yep, that's the right word. That's
Are we
what
making
I'm
rice here?
We've clarified Lauren can hear. Potato ricer. Imagine a can, mate.
Right.
With a handle, right? Right. This can has perforations all the way around it, little tiny holes all the way around it, and you put your potato in it.
Uh-huh.
And then what you have is a big bit at the top, like a clamp that pushes the potato down and through those holes, and voila, it has riced your potato.
But are they rice as in small as rice?
No, as in it's completely mashed.
As in it looks like mince?
As in kind of, but as soon as you put your actual handheld masher through that with your little bit of creme fraiche, a little bit of butter, that then becomes the best ever mash of your life.
Is this a potato masher? It sounds like a potato masher.
It's not a potato masher, it's a ricer.
Is this
a Gen Z thing? Have we renamed a potato masher?
It just sounds like an additional step. Uh-huh. I'm already going to mash it.
It's a necessary step.
If we're going to blend them.
And if you're like me.
Who's blending them?
Is that not what you're doing? Your hand blender?
Who's
hand blending?
Oh my God, that's the best mashed potato you can ever have. You mash them, you blend them, you add butter. Yeah. A wee bit of cheese.
Yeah.
A wee bit of cheese. It makes them super soft.
Illegal. Potato racer. Let me show you a picture,
and
you guys.
I agree. Mashed potato.
Cheese in your mashed potato.
Depends what you're having. Not in a roast. Sorry, I wouldn't have that in a roast. I would have that if I was having like chicken and like Nando's chicken and a wee bit of cheesy mash. So
there you go, guys. It's a potato racer. Highly recommend the Joseph one.
People need to stop inventing things.
Is there any kitchen equipment that's not worthwhile having from Joseph and Joseph?
Probably not. By the way, also, I'm calling it Joseph and Joseph. It's just Joseph, Joseph.
Joseph, Joseph.
My apologies.
Chris absolutely loves him.
Who, Joseph?
Joseph.
Who are you, Joseph?
Joseph. You can also get a heavy duty potato ricer, just if that's what you're feeling.
Basically, if you over...
What was that?
Just me singing.
Did that play something?
Just
that
girl
I'm getting
like
PTSD
me.
From the middle of the night when the music started and people started talking in the middle of my room.
If you overcook your potatoes, actually, when you mash them, it's great because they're basically
dissolved. Liquid anyway. That was me.
I was like, well, I better just let them cool for you and let them firm up a wee bit. But firm. Yeah, my New Year's Day dinner was banging, absolutely banging. Chris made a cheesecake as well.
What?
He had cheesecake as well.
So fancy.
He messed it up.
Oh, shame.
But was it messy but still good?
Not the actual cake. Do you know what he didn't do? He didn't check his equipment. So he went down and he was like, when do you think I should take my cheesecake out of the fridge? It'll be all hard now. And I was like, we'll need to bring it out so that it's not freezing cold when we eat it. And he went down the stairs and he came back up and he was like, And I went, what have you done? And he went, I've used the wrong tin. And I'm like, but you've not, because I like seen the tin. And you know how you get the circular bit and then you unpop it and it loosens so you can just slide it off. And then on the bottom of the tray, it should just be a flat like area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, basically all cooking equipment, or sorry, should I say all baking equipment, was all space saved into one. So he had fired a fucking cheesecake into like a deep dish.
With no bottomless
baking,
thing.
With no bottomless thing, baking tray. So we had to sacrifice a piece of the cheesecake to allow to get the knife in, and it was lovely. He did very well, bless him.
What flavour?
But it was, I think it was a little bit of like Nutella and Biscoff with chocolate chips.
Oh, fab.
Chocolate chips in the cream cheese, but it was lovely.
By the way, do you know that New Year's Day dinner isn't like a big special thing for everyone?
I don't understand that.
And they just go back to work. That's like just not a big deal.
The Scots get the 2 days off.
She's a wee cow.
They just go back to work.
They also, Boxing Day isn't a thing in America.
Where are you talking about? Anywhere that's not the UK.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
mean,
and also, I think steak pie is just Scottish, isn't it? Scottish.
I think.
Yeah, we have steak pie in a...
I spoke to my cousin on New Year's Day and he was like, what?
Having like a normal chicken Kiev or something like that.
I'm says
like,
me, I was in the whole
KFC over here.
By the way, that's a good shout. See, if we're going to go down the whole healthy eating route, guys, and if you're craving a KFC, do the cornflakes trick on your chicken breast.
That sounds good, actually.
It's very good.
I've been saving all the air fryer recipes because that's what I want to do.
Oh, there's a good book for it and it's called like You Can Do Everything Ever in an Air Fryer, and it's Haley's World. I can't remember her name.
I follow her Instagram.
She, and a lot of her recipes are like, they stem from Slimming World recipes because that's what she started out as.
She's doing Slimming World stuff.
So get that book.
How funny is it? The air fryer is like the thing of the moment and it used to be the slow cooker.
And before that, like it was the microwave.
Yeah, it's like all taken over. Like you can do everything in a slow cooker. You can do everything in the microwave. Now it's an air fryer. Yeah. I feel like I'll never move on from air fryer. I don't even need a cooker.
You actually don't.
It's great.
Don't need an oven.
Don't need an oven.
I need a bigger one though. Once we're finished, basically we'll have no kitchen potentially for 4 weeks.
It's only a matter of time before they make the air fryer the actual oven.
Yeah.
No, but I think there is an air fryer you can get that's an inbuilt oven part.
Well, I want that. I want it immediately.
I've seen them bringing out carrots on
a special tray that goes in your oven. Yeah, yes. I saw that as well, but I was like, that's not an air fryer, because the main thing with an air fryer is that it's so hot so quickly. So if you're going to have put that in the oven, you're still going to need to preheat it.
No, I think that it looks like an oven, but it is an air fryer. They're the best things in the world. Everything just comes out great.
Also very good for your freezer tapas situation. Yes. See, when you're doing the whole like beige buffet for the kids. Oh, amazing.
And things come out crispy, which is what is good.
I'm going to get the wee stilts for mine, you know, like the second layer thing. Yep. However, so if you don't have that, you can just literally put a bit of tinfoil on top of the food at the bottom and then put the other food on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Fuck it all in together.
It works the exact same way as in...
give it a good shake.
Give it a good shake. But see, like that, if you're wanting to, you can just literally put stuff in a layer, tin foil, more stuff, tin foil, more stuff. That's what I do. It's totally fine.
Tin foil. Don't do it with baking paper. Have done that. And burned. It did burn. Severely.
I could smell that for days, by the way, when I did that.
It's actually quite scary.
I baked cakes in the air fryer as well, by the way.
Stunning. Boiling eggs. I know that you've been doing that one now.
Which feels wrong to call them boiled eggs, but yeah, 10 minutes.
So good.
What else did you do in the air fryer?
I was explaining that to my mum, right? And I was like, you can make boiled eggs. And I see when I was trying to say it, I was like, it does kind of take the same amount of time to boil them as it does like to put them in the pot.
I know, but then you're watching them and like you need to also then clean the pot. Whereas if you're just putting a boiled egg in an air fryer, there's no cleaning.
Uh-huh.
Tell me you've tried the baked eggs.
No.
Yeah, I've done baked
eggs. Oh, stunning.
Did you not do that in a bagel or something like that? I remember you doing a reel or something like that.
That's it.
I haven't done that.
The best.
Baked eggs in a bagel.
That is like part of my New Year's resolution, right? Is to have lunch every day and not just have breakfast and then snack throughout the day and then have dinner. So I want to actually have like a proper thing, an air fryer lunch.
So what are you going to do then? Are you going to do your breakfast, your lunch and your dinner? What are you going to have?
Well, I've been making lists actually
my
notes and I've been saving. Oh, do you want to hear?
I want to hear.
Give us the
These
info.
Are so basic though, but I literally just don't usually.
Ham sandwich. ham sandwich.
Sandwich.
The way that we've pointed this out so many times and she still doesn't correct it is weird to me. Sandwich.
I'm right. It's the right word.
It's actually sandwich.
Sandwich.
Sam?
Sandwich. I actually don't even say Sam. I say Sam.
That's the same word. I say Sam.
It's definitely in my... It sounds right to
Talking of which, did you notice that Charlie Boyslow did you say Happy New Year? Or Ella did. And Charlie's intonation, the way he says... say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Go on.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. He goes, Happy New Year.
Why does that sound so wrong?
Happy New Year. Ella's going, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Every voice note, did you get it? Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
It's like, Happy Birthday.
Happy New
that
Year.
That sounds wrong. That should be his thing. Happy he just New always Year. Says it right
he does do things like that. Happy New Year.
Oh, I love that. No, literally, this is embarrassing. All I've got is soup. You can make soup in the air fryer.
It's fucking riveting.
You just throw all the vegetables in.
Roast the vegetables and then blend them with the stock.
Uh-huh. Boiled eggs. Fried potato cubes. This is a thing I've seen on TikTok.
Yeah.
You just chop them up really small, put loads of spice on them, loads of paprika and all that. Uh-huh. Amazing.
But also, there's something about cubes that makes me feel ill. It's like that shop. It's like that. Uh-huh. Exactly. It's like that shop on Sucky Hall Street. Chunky chicken.
No. That's
just want some chunky chicken. Never in my fucking
Basically,
life.
Basically, change that on your list to patatas bravas.
Please do that.
That's basically what it is.
And please, when you go on stories, can you go, hi everyone, I'm just going to go and get my lunch. I'm having some patatas bravas.
Por favor.
Wait. Por favor is French. Patatas bravas is Spanish.
No,
it's not.
Por favor is Spanish. French is si vous plaît. No, it means thank you.
Si vous plaît means please.
Does it?
And merci means thank you.
Yeah.
Look at you, uncultured bitches.
Por favor.
Also, another one, corn in the cob, right? But you get corn in the cob and you put oil and spices and all that on it.
Oh my God.
And then you put it in the air fryer. Delish.
Stunning. My mum makes it like that on the barbecue. And let me tell you, it is spicy but delicious.
I agree. Who's excited for barbecues in summer?
Because we had none this year.
We had one barbecue in June when it was hot.
It was
before
pure
the school even broke
shite.
Up. There was no summer last year.
Well, no. I know that because I did the whole, the 2023 season has come to an end. Good night. The pure basic bitch real.
We all did, I think.
Right. You need to because it's the album of your life. You need to do it. And I don't care. It's to look back, right? So I didn't use that audio right enough. I used another one. But see, when I was looking back and putting things into, like, I basically got a new album on my phone called Months.
Same.
Uh-huh. And I put my favourite videos from the year into months. And then from there.
Did you do this or did Apple do this for you?
No, I did a 2023 album and I just went through them all.
I went through all my videos and went, these are my favourites from the year. Otherwise, I've got ones of me doing stories and all that. Like, it's just boring. So I went through all my favourite ones, but the kids, whatever, and put them all in an album. And I was like, I can't tell the difference between May and September. What is going on? Because the whole months of June, July, August were a washout.
Yeah.
There was one day of sun that I specifically remember. And in fact, I think you came over and there was a slip and slide.
Yep.
You were asked, Lauren. You did not.
I will confirm I was not invited.
You fucking were.
It was hilarious because we did the slip and slide.
You said the kids are out to their pals at their slip and slide, so they're not coming round. No. Anyway, so.
I love how she preloaded that. She obviously checked, just making sure Lauren definitely was invited. I know why she didn't come.
Searches back to the same date on WhatsApp just to double check. But anyway, the kids had a slip and slide, and I was like, oh my God, that looks so nice and sunny. The only day of sun.
Yeah.
Literally the only day of sun. It was
depressing.
So depressing. Unbelievably so.
I made one of those videos and I must admit, see, looking back, I was like, these are all like very little lovely moments. I was like, actually, we didn't really do much last year.
Is that because you let your thing pick it for you? I bet you if you went through your own photos, you could have
done it. I've done it myself.
Oh, did you? I thought you meant Apple, like, made your album.
I went through it like 40 times. I was like, surely, God, we've done something.
I just love to do it and then show the kids and then they're like, wow, that was a good year.
Nora keeps asking to see it as well. And I'm like, do you know what? If you are fangirling it, then that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy as laddie.
They love that. Her favourite moment would have surely have been the tooth getting pulled out.
Oh my God, that big tooth is coming in, by the way, fast and furious.
At the top.
Mm-hmm. You know, Charlie's had no gaps.
What do you mean?
As in, his teeth have been well and truly ready to come in to the point where, see, when the tooth falls out, he's already get the bumps there and within the week.
It's like sliding down already.
You watch the tooth drop. Like, there's a whole moment for it.
Oliver has a full gap right now, right? Of like a full tooth, doesn't he?
What about me when I've seen him?
You were like, oh, you've lost your tooth. He hasn't lost a tooth. His, I'm assuming his gum has just expanded, ready for a new tooth. But his actual teeth hasn't fallen out in the top. He just has a new massive gap.
Where?
On the front. Yeah.
Are you sure?
100%. And his other tooth is just like ready to come through. It's the weirdest thing ever. He looks like a different person.
Teeth are so weird. I look at Nora and I just go, oh, hey, and I can't wait for your front teeth to come in. But I don't see her any differently now than when she's got her gaps. Because I don't know her any differently than having the gaps right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look back at pictures of her when she's got two front teeth, teethy pegs.
I know, very cute. I know, Ella had two gaps at the front or two front teeth missing for like genuinely 5 months.
Yeah.
Whereas Charlie has got his full teeth in. One's longer than the other, but they're there.
They're live and kicking.
They're there.
The whole teeth thing creeps me out. See, if Oliver's like wobbling his top one, I'm like, oh, I can't even look.
Well, Chris always goes makes to me, feel ill. What are we doing? I'm like, put them in the fucking bin.
I've kept them all.
No, because my mum kept mine like a fucking cult in this little purple vase that I found one day in the display cabinet. I was like, what?
What? Did she put them out on show?
What do you plan to do with these?
Oh my God.
Nothing. Bin them.
Mine's are in my bedside table. I'm not even.
It's giving voodoo.
It is giving voodoo. It's giving that doll. What's that doll?
Voodoo.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I've got a wee glass ornament. It sits on my bedside table and I have a necklace in it. And beneath
the
necklace...
Why did I imagine the glass ornament with all the teeth in? And you just brush them before you go to bed.
It's literally like dentures.
Oh, God.
So I've got the wee tiny teeth. And do you know the thing is as well? I don't know whose are whose because they're all mixed in there together.
Ooh, and what are you going to do with them?
When they're older, I'll say, there's your umbilical cords and there's your teeth.
Do with them what you will.
No.
They'll probably be like, okay, I'll just put that straight in the bin. Biohazard.
Bin them.
Whenever they're not interested in me, I may use them to, like, I don't know, cultivate some sort of spell for them to come back.
They're actually dogs. Are they not called, like, Fugglies or something like that?
Yeah, I've seen them. They're horrible.
And they actually have teeth.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're the teeth of other children. You just never know.
Don't, that's creepy.
Creepy.
I was just going to say, I still use that Marie Kondo thing when I'm cleaning out and decluttering of like, does it spark joy? So see, when I go through all the kids' stuff and I pick up their clothes and I go, oh, I don't want to throw that away because it's like a pure memorable thing.
It's sparking joy.
See, unless it doesn't spark joy, it's away.
I agree. Really? Uh-huh. Fully and wholeheartedly. But
I want to keep the iconic things for the kids.
Hang on. What you're trying to tell me is that my umbilical cords shouldn't be sparking joy. They certainly do.
No, that's
they spark, spark joy for me.
Listen, for
they
me.
They spark a pandemic.
And I am the epicenter. I do apologise.
Imagine that they traced it back. Looks like it's in this girl's bedside table.
How many teeth? How many are you missing? How many are you missing? Oh my God.
Morgan, right, we need to go right over to confession sessions.
We sure do.
People need to make sure that they are subscribed as well.
How do we do that, Lauren? How do we do that?
I don't know, Ashley. You tell us.
You go to the link in our description.
Go
and
on.
You'll find it. Go. And you will find a link there for you to go and click. There will be steps after there, and you can link it to any of your favourite listening sites, whether that's Spotify or Apple, and listen every week to a brand new episode. And you can also unlock all the other ones you haven't listened to.
All right, Alexa. How does she sound like that?
I know.
You can also unlock.
Anyway, we love you so much. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.